With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The improved snowmobiling conditions in the North Woods proved to be deadly for two people, with a third person in serious condition in three area counties over the weekend. The Department of Natural Resources reports in Iron County last Friday afternoon, a snowmobile with a single operator collided with a vehicle on a state highway. The operator is hospitalized and on life support due to the serious injury suffered. In Langlade County on Saturday, February 9th, a snowmobile with a single occupant collided with an automobile on a state highway. The snowmobile operator was killed. And in Forest County, around 8:30 on Saturday evening, two snowmobiles were traveling east on a snowmobile trail on Pickerel Lake when a passenger and operator on the lead snowmobile were ejected. The ejected passenger then was struck by the second snowmobile, which was traveling behind as part of the same group. The passenger died prior to a medical flight to a hospital. Fatalities were also reported in Dunn and Calumet counties. Northern Wisconsin has been the location of several snowmobile fatalities this winter, and a DNR recreation warden says familiar factors have been involved. Ken Kroll tells us more.
Warden Justin Bender in Woodruff has this report.
As of January of this year, there's been five fatalities, and three of them have been in Oneida, one in Forest, and then one was in Juneau County. Of the five, we still are, blood results take some time, but four of those, it appears that alcohol was involved, and we're still pending results as far as finding that out.
Speed was also a factor in the fatal mishaps. Bender says another factor is not having safety training to operate the machine.
The crashes we've had is somebody that has either missed a corner or traveled off of a corner and then hit a type of fixed object, whether it's a tree or something like that.
The Forest County death happened January 12th near Wabino. A fatality happened the next day in the town of Shepke in Oneida County, January 21st in the town of Minocqua, and January 26th in Lake Tomahawk. Bender says not being intoxicated makes sense to keep yourself and others safe. He says the nighttime speed limit is 55, and many drivers go too fast for their headlights. He says you really can't be too prepared, and be sure to let people know where you are. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
A fire in a dryer at 805 East Timber Drive brought out the Rhinelander Fire Department and two other area departments Sunday afternoon. Rhinelander Fire Chief Terry Williams reported the department got the call around 5:30 p.m. that there was heavy smoke coming from the apartment on the second floor of Building 8. Two firefighters entered the apartment and quickly put out the blaze. Two occupants were outside and were treated by EMS personnel. The fire in the dryer had also burned the walls surrounding the dryer. Smoke and water damage was reported, but all residents were able to return to their apartments. Pine Lake and Pelican Fire Departments assisted. A Vilas County Business Development Group is showing results as they strive to bring entrepreneurs to success. The chair of Vilas County Economic Development Corporation, Jim Tuckwell, says financial support, logistics, and mentoring have helped to bring about this growing business.
Aaron Solutions, which is headquartered in Chicago, opened a call center in Land O'Lakes about a year and a half ago with two employees. They've grown and are adding clients to their client list. They now have about 10 or 11 employees in the call center. They could be adding up to about 20 within the next few months to support their business of helping the employees of their client businesses be more productive.
Several other companies have started with them and have grown. The corporation has spawned four business incubators on Highway 70 in Eagle River, Land O'Lakes, Phelps, and Manitowish Waters. He says they have a number of people with deep backgrounds to help budding businesses.
We offer mentoring, access to office space in our incubators. The biggest help is really in the diversity of our board. You know, we've got retired CEOs from worldwide manufacturing companies. We've got in bankers. We've got chief operating officers. We have marketing and sales professionals. And so whatever your business needs in terms of assistance, we've got expertise and skills and people that are passionate and wanting to help.
More information is available at 715-337-0061 or online at vilascountyedc.org. We'll have more with Jim Tuckwell at WXPR.org. The Vilas County Forestry and Land Committee voted February 5th to post all county lands acquired by tax delinquency foreclosure on the Wisconsin Surplus online auction site rather than using sealed bids, as has been the past policy. The issue was discussed when another sealed bid was opened and rejected for a foreclosed parcel in the Natural Lakes area of Presque Isle. The parcel has an appraised value of $13,500 and had received a number of bids much lower, with the recent bid of $6,100. County Board Chair Ron DeBruin said the auction site would expose the listing to over 90,000 potential bidders. Our forecast today includes a winter storm warning with heavy snow tonight through Tuesday. Cloudy skies today with a high near 23 degrees. For tonight, snow mainly after 2 a.m., a low around 17. And for tomorrow, snow. Snow could be heavy at times, a high near 20, new snow accumulation of around 7 inches. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.